we look at today's readings with the eye of a gardener, one who is in charge of nurturing plants, planning where they will go, considering what plants need to be pruned, and considering what plants need to be replaced. In that sense, we could see God as the gardener, bringing about a new church and the Sanhedrin not accepting God's plan for God's garden on earth, and therefore being upset with the disciples of Christ. And the disciples following the plan of Christ are experiencing that anxiety, that frustration that people have and not accepting God's plan for us. But our gospel tells us, this is what I ask you to do. Be with me, and I will lead you. For those who do not wish to be with me, it will be difficult. But no one is being excluded. They are being invited. However, it is their choice to come together and follow the plan. And what is the plan? Read our psalm. In our psalm, we hear in our refrain, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. We bless the Lord at all times, praise to the Lord ever on our mouths, our lips, our tongues, singing out praise with our very lungs to God. The Lord confronts evildoers. Destroy remembrance of them from the earth. Think of the uprooting of weeds, the uprooting of plants that have had their time and that need to be recycled, composted. When the just cry out, when the new shoots come forth, they need to be seen and recognized for what they are and nurtured. The soil around them tilled, the weeds around them removed. The dirt nurtured, the plant properly watered. From all their distress, he rescues them. Think about that in terms of plants and in terms of our church. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. That says a lot about who our God is. Despite the distress we feel, despite the disconnect we may feel from society, or even within the church, the Lord hears us, sees us, listens to us, cares for us, and will, in God's time, answer our prayers, and in God's way, answer our prayers. It is never wrong to call out to the Lord and explain the distress that we are in. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all, the Lord delivers them. Think about that. The Lord will deliver us out of all the troubles we are in. That is a comfort for us. Think about how much God loves us. God loves us so much to give everything that God is over to us. In other words, God is pouring out himself into us. And Jesus is living in love for us so much, even to his death. His very lifeblood poured out for us. The gardener who cares for the garden will be on his or her knees in the heat, sometimes in rain and wind, dealing with bugs, thorns, rocks, tilling the soil. That's what God is for us. One who gives us everything that we need, cares for us, directs us. And the pruning that we experience sometimes may be scary. The Sanhedrin reacted with fear to the apostles and the disciples because they did not understand. They didn't like the changes that were happening. They didn't want to accept God's plan. I wish that they did. But that is their choice. We must never be angry at others for choosing not to follow God and welcome them when they do. If you think about it, Paul was one of those who resisted, and yet he became the apostle to the Gentiles. Paul conspired to have violence against the early Christians, and yet he became one of the great evangelists, spreading the news of Christ. His heart was changed. Let us take comfort in that hearts can change and that God is guiding us, hearing our plans, hearing our fears, hearing our deepest desires, hearing our distress. God always listens to us. And when we are in doubt, when we do not realize that God loves us, or we forget that even though God doesn't answer us the way we wish God to answer us, that God does hear us, we must always remember, in the end, all will be well.